101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gonzi.
Now, Boss Yammo's been getting stuck into us for getting the news late, so we just thought we'd get it super early for you this morning.
Yeah, sorry, Sarah.
Well, now her job's done. She can get a coffee, relax, a couple of extra minutes. We are getting some calls through this morning, though, a serious accident on the roads.
Yeah, there is a serious accident. It's got two cars involved, Doyleson Link Road at Scenic Drive. Reports that there are people trapped, so be really cautious around that area.
They're saying avoid the area altogether if you can.
Yes, yeah.
That's how serious it is. So we'll keep you updated with that, and we appreciate the calls coming through on that this morning as well, 13, 12, 16.
Yeah, keep us updated and we can send that out to the people.
You can hit us up on the Facebook page as well. On the show today, it's the Big Lick for Charity. I've worn my best shoes. Producer H, well, I've got to unveil the foot, mate. I'm not just going to rock up here in thongs, am I?
Have you seen some of the comments on the Facebook page about your toe?
I sure have, yeah.
People are going to town on both of us.
I noticed your photo, in hindsight, looking back on it, is quite a distance up from the foot, whereas mine is nice and close to that ugly thing.
Things always look better further away.
Oh, no doubt. But Rach is going to lick my big toe this morning for money.
Is she, though?
Well, are you Rach? Producer Rach?
I've had people hit me up on Facebook saying they'll donate.
Have they really?
Yes.
Well, yesterday when the show ended, we're at $250. If you want to donate any form of money whatsoever, tradies, get involved.
Come on, guys.
Just donate $5, $10. And
yes.
The charity is, Rach?
It is going towards Aspect Central Coast. One of my friends is going over to Nepal to do a massive trek.
Perfect.
To raise money, so it'll go towards him.
Graham got in touch, said he's down for $100.
100?
100? Donating 100?
We are up to 350 as we go this
cha-ching,
morning.
Cha-ching, cha-ching,
cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching, my friend. And I want full lick on that ingrown toenail.
Can we not talk about it? I already feel sick.
It's not technically an ingrown toenail now.
Anymore. No. It was for many years of my junior football life.
And now it looks like, how would you describe it? It kind of looks like a brain.
Yeah, if you've ever seen the cartoon Pinky and the Brain...
Producer Rach.
It kind of looks like the two of them mashed together, Pinky and the Brain, all in one toe. So that's coming up in the show this morning. But get donating, guys. 13, 12, 16, if you've got anything for us. Tradie v. Lady right now on the show. Also, guest of the year before 8 o'clock this morning, which Bree Thomasell is going to love. We love this person.
Something's fishy.
It's super fishy, all right.
Is it Rex Hunt?
Not Rex Hunt. No.
Get up with Bree and Gonzi.
CFM.
Got the wedding next year. November.
It's big.
Putting the list together at the moment. Made our save the dates. We're going to be sending them out to the people that are lucky enough to get on the list.
I'm groomswoman, which I'm excited about.
No, you're coming.
Making a speech.
Mumma Di and Big Steve are coming.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Are they invited?
Throwing them both a little invite. Producer Rach, you've got a bit of work to do, but you'll get there, mate.
Are you joking?
This is what I love about it. People desperately want to come.
No, I'm not going anymore.
Oh, that saves me a seat.
Sweet.
I'll take your meal.
You're coming,
thank
mate.
Thank you.
All right.
Big Steve and Mumma Di have gotten the call
well,
up.
You push for them. You push for Mumma Di.
True. They can thank me later.
Yeah. I've got a message here from one of our great friends, and her name is Ange Anderson. We love Ange, don't we?
Worked with her for a long time, you and I did. We know her very well.
Got a Facebook message from Ange yesterday that said, "Hey, Gondi, hope you're well, mate. Just wondering when your wedding date is. I'm planning an overseas trek in April and just wanted to make sure it doesn't clash in case I'm invited to your celebrations."
So you haven't sent out anything?
Nothing yet. And
which
she's,
would indicate that she's invited.
She's gone the big ask. She's gone, am I coming to your wedding?
Which she would be, if I know you and I know Ange.
Everyone, can I say, when you put a wedding list together, everyone is on the line.
I actually looked at my sister's wedding list a couple of months ago because hers is in March and I was like, no, 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 I was cutting everyone.
I got this message yesterday as I was driving home from work and I thought this is too good of an opportunity not to give her a call and say, mate, you're not coming to the wedding. It got awkward.
Ange would, that's horrible.
She's super nice, Ange, but
she
take
is.
A listen when she gets told she's not coming to my wedding. So the wedding.
Yeah, when is it, if I'm invited?
Well, yeah, because Jamie and I did the list, and she's got a huge family.
I didn't make a cut. That's cool.
We're going to keep it pretty tight, unfortunately. I know it's a bit of an awkward one, but...
It's easy to be up front with people.
Yeah.
Just thought, instead of, you know, if you were... What you were doing?
Did you think you were coming?
No, I didn't know. That's why I thought I'd just check.
It's in November next year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Cool.
She's Devo.
Very good.
Yeah. You were close.
Yeah.
Well, you sound okay with it.
Yeah, I might be a little bit hurt on the inside, but that's okay.
I thought you'd be more upset.
I am upset.
Even Bree was lucky to get an invite.
Oh. All good.
Yeah.
This is so awkward.
Yeah. Anyway.
Listen to her awkward laugh. She's like...
It got super awkward.
I'm going to cry.
Here's what not to do. Don't then ask the person to still come and look after your dog. Which is what I did to Ange. Would you be able to, because you live nearby, would you be able to come to Byron and just look after Patch, though?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, would you be able to do that?
Yeah, of course. I'd do that for you, because I love Patch.
Of course you're coming, Jando. Of course you're coming.
Oh, that was awkward. I was like, okay, maybe he is serious.
See? Happy now.
It was still awkward afterwards.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I'm bringing this to the table.
Bree and Gaunzi's new products.
Actually, they're usually pretty weird and not that useful.
I scale the internet. I find the latest things in products, whether it be food, technology, I don't care. I bring it to you, and then we decide if it's good or if it's crap.
What do you got today? What are we working with?
Have you ever had a fight with your fiancé, Jamie, about when you're laying in bed and maybe she's hotter, you're colder, maybe you're a heater in the bed, maybe she is...
One leg out. Oh, yeah, I can relate.
That's always a fight in the bed
you
with a couple.
You suck me in. How do I fix this problem, Bree?
Oh, with one simple product.
Oh, no way.
It's called... The Smart Duvet Breeze.
That's a doona.
It's a doona, yeah, but they call it a duvet in some countries.
Sure.
And essentially, it's this.
Introducing the Smart Duvet Breeze, the world's first dual-zone, climate-controlled, self-making bed. In addition to making the bed for you, the Breeze lets you select your preferred temperature for each side of the bed independently using the smartphone app. No more sweaty nights spent regulating your body temperature by leaving a leg out of the duvet. You can even refresh or preheat your bed a few minutes before sleep to enjoy the perfect temperature when you get in bed.
Amazing. Isn't it an electric blanket? On the doona?
No, it's not, because it cools as well.
Right.
So you can set the exact temperature you want your doona to be on one side of the bed.
Okay.
And then you can set it for the other half of the bed.
Amazing.
Pretty cool.
I like that. So especially in summer when it's hot, you need something to keep cool.
I didn't even think about that.
You need that. That's the one I think of more.
Yeah,
it's harder to get cool than it is to get, rugged
warm.
Up.
I agree. It's going to cost around 200 American, so that's probably around 300 here.
Yeah, okay.
But it also makes the bed for you.
Now, this I like.
So it's got this, mechanical device in it where if it's rolled down, it actually rolls itself back onto the bed to make the bed.
This is unbelievable stuff. We are getting to a point in society where we can literally do absolutely nothing and live. If it makes your bed, you've got machines that make your coffee, you've got machines taking people's jobs. We don't need to do anything
anymore. That's a world you, my friend, will excel in, because you don't like to do much.
And I'm too lazy to argue with you, mate.
101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Fireball.
Just after 8, your Tuesday, as producer Race, she's fist pumping the air right now.
I don't know what you're so happy about, Rach.
You know it's coming before 8:30.
Lick.
It's for a good cause. That's why I'm happy about it.
She's trying to be positive.
I'm trying to be positive, because if I don't, I'll probably cry.
Because Gordy's toe needs Jesus.
Don't.
according to the people on Facebook. It's like Pinky and the Brain, the cartoon, my toe, mashed into one.
Why did you wear shoes today? That's what I want to know.
For full effect.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a nub that you've, yes. Like you've bitten the toenail so small and it now looks like a little big toe nub.
Well, I had a problem with ingrown toenails playing footy. I used to footy boot.
Don't do it.
Take off my sock and it would be covered in pus and blood.
Oh!
Not anymore. It's good now. It's back
good
in the day.
Good to go now, right?
I mean, the question is...
Will she lick it? Yes, you can.
Will you lick it?
Yes, you can.
All for charity, producer Rach.
Just before 8:30 this morning. I sit here and joke about it, but it's weird for me too, mate, when I get my toe out and you lick it. I mean, I'm in this. We're in this together.
No, we're not. It's your foot and my mouth, mate.
I love that quote.
At least he's not wearing Birkenstocks. That's all I
I'd prefer the Birkenstocks. He can at least air it out.
Hey, you can lick my ET toe if you want.
I'd rather lick your toe.
Oh, that's a compliment for my ET toe. Thank
I wore
you.
My best shoes.
The only thing that I've got going for me is that I know that you're a little bit of a germaphobe, so I'm like, at least hopefully he's washed his feet.
I will say my feet feel sweaty. That's all I'll say. Next on the show, it's the 1 second song challenge. if you'd like to pick a side this morning, myself or Bree, 13, 12, 16 right now here at CFM. And still to come on the show this morning, Melbourne Cup Day by the sea at Crown Plaza in Terrigal. We've got a lot to get to this.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Let's get into this. It is the 1 second song challenge, Bree.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song.
No hesitating.
You only get 1 second. 1 second.
The 1 second song challenge is the name of the game.
If you've never heard this before, 20 seconds on the clock, 1 second of each song. You need to get through as many as you possibly can. It is me v you, and we mean business.
Oh, yeah. This is big time in here. Every week, the tension builds, and we play for someone on 13, 12, 16.
Here we go.
Bree is playing for Jess in the entrance, and Gaunda, you've got Suzanne in Batow Bay.
Let's do it, Jess.
Suze.
Go, Bree.
At least I've got
thanks,
support.
Thanks, you really have my back there, mate. Thank
she's
you.
She's really got the confidence.
we're playing today. Winner here, double pass to Bad Mum's Christmas, Hoyt's Erinna's Girls' Night, which is happening 1st of November, advanced screening to Bad Mum's 2. One of us has to leave the studio right now.
I think it's you.
It is
Gaunda is out. Yes. Bree up first.
Did we set that up all right?
I think we did.
20 seconds on the clock. If there are multiple artists, Brianna Tomasell,
yes.
You can name any of them.
Gaunda won this last week,
he
didn't
did. He smashed it.
All right, can you get out?
Sorry. Just saying.
No, I don't
pumping
hear
you
that.
Up.
I don't want to hear that
you
just before I'm about to play.
20 seconds on the clock, 1 second of each song. Are you ready?
No.
In three, I'm going anyway. Two.
Leona Lewis.
Yep.
With you, Drops of Jupiter.
Nope.
Train.
Nope. Pass.
Pass. Linger Park.
Yep.
Little Mix.
Yep.
Pass.
If you get the last one, I'll give it to you.
LMFA.
Yeah. Praiser.
Oh, God.
It wasn't good.
I got at least four.
Four.
That's still winnable.
It is. It
still
is.
Still winnable if Gaunda has a shocker.
Someone has come back from less than that before. Okay.
All right.
Gaunda's coming back in. He's on his phone, which worries me.
He's listening to
what
himself.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I Insta-storied that from outside the studio. I don't know. I was bored.
Really?
I needed something to do.
It's only 20 seconds.
Yeah, I know. Insta-story. At Gaunda.
Oh, God.
G-A-W-N-D-Y.
Are you ready?
Yes.
In three.
How did you go?
Not telling.
So okay. Good.
Oh, no.
One.
Bleeding Love.
Yep.
In Love with Hinda.
Nope.
Pass. Lily Allen.
Yep.
Linkin Park.
Yep.
Oh, that's tight. Pass. I couldn't even hear that one.
Oh, my God. Did I win?
Can't wait. No, wait.
I
if I
if
get
you
this,
get it.
Is it tie game?
Yeah.
Coming back again.
Three.
Like a thunder.
Two.
Chasing the wind.
One. Pizza.
Boy, the stupid band, I don't know. Damn it.
I had a shocker and I still won.
one.
I live lightning crashes.
I still don't know who that is.
Jess.
Told me.
I knew the
yes,
song.
Jess, we did it.
Good one.
Nice work.
I blame Suze for the pre-game pump.
Oh, don't blame Suze for
typical Gaundy train this blames everyone else.
This is all on you, Suze, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, poor Suze.
Joking, mate.
You got to give her tickets now.
Both
that's
get
horrible.
Tickets
both
to the
get
movies.
Tickets.
Love you both. Yeah.
Can we go through the songs?
Yes,
yeah,
quickly.
We missed a whole lot.
Here we go. Okay, so the first one. Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love. Yep. Lifehouse, Hanging by a Moment.
Damn it.
I missed that too.
Lily Allen, The Fear.
I don't know how you got that.
Linkin Park, Numb. Little Mix, Black Magic. Live, Lightning Crashes. And Bree got up to LMFAO, Sexy and I Know It.
Right.
Oh, I think I got four, you got three.
Lily Allen, she's hot, mate. She was great back in the day.
Not for me.
Lily Allen.
Whingy, whiny. Oh, whinge, whinge, whinge. Lily Allen.
Get her on the show, Rach. Play this audio to her.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
How you feeling, Producer Rach?
Look, I'm not great.
Okay.
I feel a bit sick.
She's really in distress. We need to get this over and done with.
There's a crowd that's built in the studio, and we've done some weird stuff on this show.
Oh, there's people gathering outside.
Has to be. I don't know if eating your breakfast is the right idea at this moment, but we've done some weird stuff on this show. This has to be one of the weirdest, does it not? And it was all off the back of a lady on Instagram making $90,000 on Instagram, posting photos of her feet. Bree then suggested, "You lick my big toe."
Yeah, thanks, mate.
I don't know where this stuff comes from. It just
no,
came
you don't
out.
Have a filter. That's what happened.
If you want to see this right now, we're Facebook Live. If you want to tune in for the big lick.
I'll give people a moment just to get onto the Facebook Live if they'd like to take a look. So we can wait a moment while you prepare yourself. Well, now, it then turned into a charity game, didn't it? So we're now up to $560.
What?
$200 of that is Rach's own money, she said.
Oh, I already donated to this charity, yes, $200.
So we're including that. But if you'd like to throw any cash behind it, 13, 12, 16, we would love to hear from you. We're up to 360. We're putting in $100, Bree. Lisa, our general manager, has thrown in $100. Loopy Laz has gone $10.
People are on board. Graham, who listens to the show, he said he was going to call through this morning. He's jumped on board with $100.
If you're listening right now, Graham, give us a call, 13, 12, 16, and we'll take any minor amount if you're listening right now. And what's the charity?
A local guy by the name of James Mulligan is going over to Nepal to do a massive trek, and all the cash is going towards Aspect Central Coast, which is an autism school on the coast.
Which is awesome. Trek, licking toes, all goes hand
in
hand. Oh,
yeah, definitely.
This is the easy option, mate.
Is it?
Yeah, isn't it?
What would you rather do, trek?
Oh, trust me, I've been thinking about things that I would rather do other than lick your toe. I genuinely thought I'd come in here and I thought maybe I'll decide to eat a chili or eat one of the pies from Bremer's Pies in Umina.
Oh, she's trying to offer up other things
no,
instead
this is
of
it,
licking
mate.
The toe.
But
this is it.
Then I figured that I'd have to wait for all of that, so I thought I may as well get it over and done with.
I'm unveiling the toe.
Gaundy is taking his shoe off as we speak.
My only request.
Yes.
Is to Dettol your toe first.
It needs Dettol, mate.
I would rather taste the Dettol Healthy Touch hand sanitizer than your foot.
It also needs Jesus, as someone quoted on Facebook. He's had multiple ingrown toenails
that's
over the years
that,
from playing footy.
Bad.
If you're jumping on Facebook Live right now, it's not good.
I'm putting this on first.
I agree. She can
Thank
do
you.
That.
Okay, you're the adjudicator, mate.
I am the adjudicator.
For anyone on Facebook
you're
Live,
the one that started this.
I need to rate whether the lick is good enough this morning.
Ingrown toenails, as you've said, so that's why it looks ugly. And I'm going to go to the podiatrist and get this thing fixed. But first, this happens.
You haven't even gone to the podiatrist yet.
After this,
you could have all sorts of things on that foot.
You also need to go to the church.
Let's do it, mate.
Can we get some holy water up in
Jesus.
Here for it?
Let's do it, Rach. Come on
the
over,
big
come on over, baby.
Lick. Here we go.
Come on over.
Why? The
so
lick.
You're gonna Dettol at first.
Of the decade.
Sock? Where do you want it, mate?
Producer Rach.
Where do you want me? Do you want me up on the desk?
Seems nervous, Gaundy.
I'm up on the desk for you. Okay?
Oh, no.
And I'm putting that
put
up there.
Right there, perfect.
That's up there
That's
like
perfect.
That.
I do I'm, need oh. to see.
Oh, this is weird.
Okay, Rach is now Dettoling.
She's now Dettoling it. She's Dettoling it.
You've got hairy feet.
Yeah, I'm a bloke.
You've got, like, hobbit feet.
I'm a bloke. Let's get this thing done,
now,
Rach.
Let's wipe
She's
down
got
the
tissues.
Toe. Producer H, I am the adjudicator this morning, and I will be judging whether the lick is sufficient or not sufficient. And you
I'm
don't want to. I was going to say you don't want to be licking it twice.
Why are we doing this now that I think about it? I don't like it myself.
I like how close our video guy Nick Kelly is with the video.
Nick's face is absolutely disgusted right now.
What does Nick think of the toe? Would he do it?
It just smells like Dettol right now.
It's pretty disinfected right now. Can you do it, mate?
All right.
Come on.
I think we should start the drone.
You want the drone again, do you?
I want the drone.
All right.
If we can start the drone.
All right, let's do it.
I'm shaking.
Come on.
The toe is now detoled.
A quick lick's a good lick.
Here, for 2017.
For $560 for your chosen charity.
The big lick, Producer H, the Gaundy's ingrown toenail.
I'm going to look away. I'm looking away as well because this whole thing is weird.
I have to look because I'm adjudicating.
I'm looking away.
I don't want to look. Producer Rach is now making her way down to the toe.
I'll watch the video.
Oh, my God. She licked it. The big lick is a success. If you want to donate, you can. 13, 12, 16.
It was a lick and run.
She's cowering in the corner. She's cowering.
Me and you both.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Last week, we found out something on the show.
We did.
From someone who works here who created a Facebook page.
Yes, and I love the Facebook page. I'm interested to find out what numbers it's up to now, because when we discovered it, Bree, it was the day after and it was up to 5 followers. We helped it really climb in those numbers.
Chewbacca's thought of the day.
Chewbacca, that's all he ever says. So every single day, the idea is when you check in, every single day, same thought, mate. Easy, easy stuff.
Oh, that's good gear. Gorgeous Alan, who works here, is actually the founder of the page.
Alan! Al! Alan!
Yeah, that's me.
Alan!
Good morning.
Alan! Alan! Alan!
He'd never
Alan.
Get that.
Al!
What a great joke. I've heard it like 20,000 times now, but
still funny, mate.
Still, good. Still great. Still
hey, good you stuff. Started Chewbacca's thought of the day. Yes. It's up to 124 people.
Well done, mate. 120. Thanks, guys. That's good numbers, that.
Nice work, mate. Yep. Very well done. I've got some bad news.
What's the bad news?
There's a new page.
What?
No.
From a guy on the coast who's now rivaling that page.
Rivaling in what way?
What page?
In terms of brilliance.
Okay.
Have you heard of it, Alan?
No. Do I want to hear about it?
A guy who used to work here, actually. Risky.
Yeah.
Has started a page called Lads on Ladders.
Lads on Ladders.
And it's literally a page of guys on ladders.
Why?
So generic. Who does that?
Why did Alan start Chewbacca's thought of the day? These are the questions we ask ourselves.
At this point, I'm leaning towards Chewbacca's thought of the day. I don't know what's in ladder thing.
Well, there's different angles.
Okay.
There's just pictures of at Bunnings of ladders. It's
sure.
great.
Has he got a ladder fetish or something?
I don't know, but
what
it's
is
brilliant.
It,
it's brilliant. Alan, you need to step up your game.
Okay.
Oh,
he's sad that we're promoting someone else's page.
You know what he tried to make us do the other day?
What's that?
He tried to make us mention his page on our national Saturday show.
Come on, Alan.
To get more coverage.
If I had a national show, Brie, I'd do the same for you.
No,
but...
you wouldn't,
oh,
mate.
As if you would.
You would not do the same for us. You know, he made Alan's page, the Chewbacca Thought of the Day, made international radio in Dubai. How did you get it there? What happened there?
Oh, I didn't do anything. He saw it himself.
Oh,
he
did
saw it.
It
himself.
Saw it himself, did he?
The Lads on Ladders hasn't gone to Dubai, so...
The Lads on
yeah,
Ladders.
Yeah, but it's gone around the Central Coast. There's 11 followers on Lads
Ooh.
For Ladders.
120.
Could we get Lads on Ladders above Chewbacca this morning?
Oh, yes.
What's That's it? Not cool.
That's a challenge. What's the Ladders sitting
right.
there? 11 followers.
Head to Instagram.
Okay.
Right now. Lads on Ladders.
Yes.
Add them now.
Lads on Ladders.
Let's break poor Alan's heart.
Purely
morning.
For Alan's disappointment. Is that what we're doing?
I'm now going to my computer. I'm going to pay $100 to reach as many people as I can with this page.
He's promoting.
I've got a plan.
See what we've done. We've created a monster.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Remember the dude that headbutted Tony Abbott?
Yes.
Happened back in September, and Tony Abbott claimed he had a marriage equality
badge
on. And said it was to do with that. And he actually said it had nothing to do with that. This was him actually talking to the news at the time.
I hate Tony Abbott. Has absolutely nothing to do with marriage equality. That was just coincidental that someone had stuck a sticker on my jacket. I was thinking, there's Tony Abbott. I'm going to headbutt him. Apparently, I didn't get him well enough.
Astrolabe has been charged with common assault, but asked whether he'd do it again.
Probably. I don't know. Depends on my level of sobriety.
Just come out with it, mate, and say how you really feel about Tony Abbott.
I love that Tony Abbott would think no one would want to headbutt him other than for the marriage equality.
Well, the charge has been upgraded recently, and he could face 10 years in jail, this guy.
He didn't even get him that good.
10 years?
That's a long time. That's ridiculous.
People out there doing far worse, getting far less. I'm not justifying what this guy's done, but...
No, not at all, but that's why the system is flawed.
Yeah.
Because obviously, of who it is, like if it wasn't Tony Abbott, I doubt that guy would be facing 10 years.
Well, that often happens in these situations where if it gets a lot of press, I think they turn around and go, let's make an example of this guy.
Yeah.
So that everyone gets it in their head that, you know, this isn't on. So it becomes more of an example kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And so it sends a message to people.
So it'd be interesting to see.
I mean, there's no way. He won't get 10 years.
Oh, you don't think
no
he'll get 10
way.
Years? He's 38 now. So if he got the full 10, he'd be 48 when he got out.
Jeez.
For the headbutt. Interesting to see. I was just looking
you
at this.
You ask him after the 10 years, would you do it again? Probably.
He gets out. He gets out 10 years
was
later.
It worth it?
Where is he? I'll do it again now. I learned some tricks in that jail.
I won't miss this time.
And I'm keen to go. Just quickly, I didn't know this, but he's a DJ.
I saw that.
This guy has a DJ, and I just want you to be very careful. But at the top of this,
oh
get a
God,
load.
Here we go.
This guy's a bit of a character. Get a load of the. I love a good DJ name. Get a load of his DJ name.
Okay.
DJ.
DJ Funk Knuckle Labby. Is that it?
It's well, his name's Astro Labby, but the DJ name.
DJ Funk Knuckle.
Yeah, say it three times.
No,
fast for
I'm
me.
Not doing that.
Funk Knuckle, mate.
Oh!
No, that's his name, man.
He's DJ, done that on purpose.
DJ Funk Knuckle.
I think it's got nothing to do with how it sounds. He just likes that name. Maybe he plays a lot of funk.
Do it three times quick for me. DJ Funk Knuckle.
Can you have the button ready?
I will dump it if it's bad. Okay?
Have the dump
I've got the
ready.
Delay ready to go.
Hold on, wait. I need it written in front of me.
Can you get through DJ Funk Knuckle three times?
Okay, hold on. Okay, here we go.
Can you do it? Oh, please do it for me.
DJ Funk Knuckle, DJ Funk Knuckle, DJ Funk Knuckle. That's a true professional broadcaster right there.
It wasn't too quick, but you got there, mate. I liked it.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
So, I have promised...
You plan something, you get the same look on your face.
I have promised a guest here, which I was really looking forward to this morning.
Guest of the year, you've been saying all morning. And what? Where are they?
I just figured it'd be a bit of fun. And
okay.
The guest has texted me through and said...
Oh, so you're on texting terms with the guest.
We're on texting terms, the guest and I. Said, is it a big hassle if we reschedule for tomorrow instead? My missus has been asked to stay back at work and I'm home alone with the two kids. Does that give away who it is?
I thought it was going to be Fifi Box.
Not Fifi
so
Box.
So I'm wrong. Okay, well, I really don't know who it is now.
This person feels bad for something that's gone down between you and them. And I'll take you back to the radio awards from a weekend ago.
I'm going to pretend like I remember everything from that night.
You got up on stage and dropped your... testicle joke.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring one thing up before we get into it. Is anyone else thinking that the mics look like a couple of testicles? And my mouth's really close to them now.
Yeah.
No, that was just me. Excellent.
Where he wanted to go with the testicle thing, I didn't hold her back, which is good news.
Glad you let me crash and burn like you always do on air.
That's just some audio from us up on stage.
I know who it is.
Do you think you know who it is?
Yep.
Who did you bump into afterwards that you were McLovin?
in the hallways of the Radio Awards.
Not Kate Ritchie.
Not Kate Ritchie.
Which you had in a headlock.
I bumped into Today Show host.
Yes.
Ben Fordham.
Ben Fordham from the Today Show.
Who pointed at me and goes, testicle girl, you were great up there.
You'd just done your joke up on the stage. I think he feels bad for saying that now.
Well, he bloody should. He didn't even ask what my real name is. He goes, see you, testy girl.
Anyway, I had him teed up ready to go for today. I want the reunion between yourself and Ben Fordham.
He probably doesn't even remember.
He does, mate. I've been on the text with him. He remembers us.
He does?
We remember when we walked away from the Radio Awards, we said, how good does it feel now to be friends with Ben Fordham? I mean, he's a legend. And tomorrow on the show, hopefully, if he agrees, a public apology from Ben Fordham to me. You should be apologising to the people. The other way round.
Yeah, I had to make a few of those, actually.
Apologies. Mm. Well, hopefully he comes on tomorrow. Great guy. Isn't he a great guy?
I feel so awkward now.
Why?
Because I... Oh, no.
What? Because you confessed your love for him?
No, because I sent him an inbox on Instagram.
Did you?
Yes.
Is Channing Tatum not enough for you, mate?
I was on a roll. I thought I may as well.
Had he seen it?
He's seen it.
Had he replied?
He's replied.
And?
With an emoji.
What emoji? Not the...
He replied...
Yes.
With the cherry emoji, which, if you've seen the cherry emoji, it's two cherries, so guess what it looks like.
What did you write to him?
I said, thanks for nicknaming me Testicle Girl.
Right.
And he sent back the cherries emoji.
Oh, I hope this encounter happens tomorrow. I really do.
That's so awkward.
It could be tomorrow on the show. I tried to get Kate Ritchie for you, mate, but...
She's never coming near me ever again.
Yep. Works for another network and said her, no way. No.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Have you gotten into those videos online that people are obsessed with watching, the pimple popper videos?
Oh,
people love those.
I still can't decide whether I'm into them or not, because when they pop up, I click on them and I try and last as long as I can, and then some of them are that filth... Are they real?
Yeah, they're real. Dr. Pimple Popper is where people are going to see these videos. Millions of views.
Yeah.
There's a new trend.
Okay.
And it's not pimples. I want people to call through right now on 13 12 16 if you have ever suffered from tonsil stones. Have you ever heard of these?
No. Tonsillitis, yes. Tonsil stones, no.
Tonsil stones. So people are going nuts for these videos online of people removing tonsil stones from their tonsils, which essentially it's like this white-coloured blob debris, which includes food and stuff and mucus, and it gets caught in people's tonsils.
Disgusting. We had a picture of it there.
So I've posted a video to the Facebook page. I'll show you. Are you ready?
Yep.
We've had a really gross morning, but
I know.
This is what they look like.
Oh, mate. Oh. Oh,
not good.
Kind of looks like a piece of cheese stuck in there.
Kind of looks, yeah. And they can be big or small, and people who have this, once you've got it, apparently you suffer.
What's it caused from?
I don't really know. I think it's just you've got grooves. Some people have grooves in their tonsils.
Right.
And they get tonsil stones. One of my mates actually has this.
Okay.
And every night... Well, not every night, but most nights, she'll have to get them out. It's disgusting.
Oh. That's in your mouth. At least with a pimple, it's on your back or something. That is inside your mouth. So if you're squashing that or whatever, it's there.
You know the only way to avoid it is to get your tonsils out.
I'd do it.
I'd take them out. I think I'd do it as well. Isn't it?
They do that with tonsillitis, right? You take your tonsils out.
Yeah, so when you're prone to getting tonsillitis, they just whip them out.
We don't need our tonsils.
No, you don't need them.
Whip them out anyway.
I always thought it was the little dangly thing.
Chop that off. Is this caller... do you want to take this caller?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, yeah, all right. So 13, 12, 16, you can call us any time.
Hello, CFM.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Kylie.
Kylie, what can we help you with this morning?
I get those silly tonsil stones. They're called tonsillitis.
Oh, tonsillitis. Really?
Yeah.
Have you been to the doctor about it, Kylie?
No, it's not something to be worried about. It doesn't, you know, lead to tonsillitis or anything like that. It just is annoying.
And do you have to, like Bree's friend here, do you have to squeeze them?
Get a Q-tip and get them out?
Get them out?
I used the end of a bobby pin. I had one 2 nights ago and I took a photo of it. It was rather disgusting.
Bobby pin, so you pop it?
Well, it's not really popping. It's like a little lump. They smell absolutely disgusting, but yeah, you just kind of poke it out, and I don't think you're meant to poke them out, but I do.
Do you have a partner?
Yes, I do.
Apparently what they smell.
What do they say? You kiss them?
Holly.
They smell once you get them out. While they're in there, they're not too bad.
Do you kiss your partner, though?
Yes.
Gaunty's so weirded out.
I just picture these the smelly, gross-looking
pretty
things.
Common. They're pretty common, they say.
Does your partner know they're there?
Yeah, but you can't tell that they're there until you actually, you know, they get big enough to get out. They kind of feel like a bit of popcorn in the back of your throat.
Can't deal,
all
Kylie.
Right. Well, that makes a trip to the movies completely
Let's
different.
Let's just say, Kylie, if you're looking for a new job avenue, take videos of you getting them out, put them online, you'll make millions.
They're going off.
They're going nuts, Kylie.
I could use the extra money.
Get up with Free and Gaunty. CFM.